Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea. 855-99-37569. And if you can't call, you can email at drjoy.com, or you can get in touch with us on Facebook at drjoy.com. Annette, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, how are you?
Doing very well, Annette. How am I to help you today?
Well, I want your advice on a situation that's been going on in my marriage.
Okay.
We've been married 12 years,
okay.
And he's a great guy. He's wonderful to me, 100%. He gives 100% of himself to our marriage, except in one area, which is sex.
Okay. How old are you?
I am 48.
And how old is he?
51.
Is this first marriage for both of you or either of you?
It's my second, his first.
How long did you know before you got married?
A year.
Were you sexual during that year?
Yeah. And what it was is that I would... before sex and during, I would tell him about situations that I was in with other people, with other guys when I was single, which really turned him on. And so that was just kind of adding.
Who came up with that idea?
I don't know. I think maybe him more than me. He would ask me about it, and so I would tell him.
Let me ask you a question, then we can kind of wander through this together. Do you think there's any possibility this dude is gay?
No. No. Okay. Not.
Okay.
So it just kind of evolved from there until I ran out of stories. And then he, so then he kind of figured out I was making things up because it really turned him on. And he knew that, and so he said, well, do you want to make some more new experiences? And I really didn't know what he meant by that, but what came about was that he wanted me to be with other men and then tell him what had happened.
Were you up for that?
You know, it was okay with me in the beginning.
Why?
Just to maybe add some spice to our life. This was maybe after 5 years of marriage.
And was he having having sex with other women?
No, it was totally something he wanted to hear about between me and him. But my question is, or my predicament now is that we're not having sex at all.
Yeah.
Period. Neither one of us are, you know, I am not making a first move because he's not making a first move.
Well, but honey, look, you've had sexual problems from the beginning. I mean, the idea that a man wants the, it's why I asked you why it was you coming up with this or him coming up with it, because it's certainly not unusual in the first throes of a relationship, if you're young enough and dumb enough, and you weren't all that young and probably not all that dumb either, to talk about previous relationships. But to a very large extent, it's irrelevant. I mean, who cares? But for him, the clearly that he needed that as a stimulant, that he was more interested in being a voyeur, even from the beginning, than he was in being sexual with you. Had he had relationships before you?
One serious.
And how long ago and under what circumstances?
He was engaged, and then they separated, and then 4 years went by, and then he met me, and then we started dating.
Well, how long were they together? Do you have any idea?
I want to say a couple years.
Well, why are you so convinced he's not gay?
Because he doesn't show any of that at all in our relationship.
Well, but it occurs to me that he's interested more in fantasy than he is in reality. Which doesn't, I mean, it doesn't really mean, look, people are interested in fantasy rather than reality for a couple of reasons. One is because, in fact, the person they're with is the wrong sex, which is kind of an obvious conclusion, but may not be accurate in this, and certainly is not accurate across the board, and may not, in fact, be accurate here, and I'm willing to accept that you feel strongly that he's not gay. He may also be asexual, but he's really not very interested in sex. It may be that he feels shame about sex, so that doing it is not nearly as pleasurable as hearing about it, that there's the titillation. Has he ever had any problems with impotence?
Yes. Well, not impotence per se, but very short.
Premature ejaculation. Yeah.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Does he masturbate? Do you know?
I don't think he does. I don't. Well, you know, I can't say because there are times when we're not together. You know, our work schedules are so that he is at home, so he may.
I'd be interested. Well. Look, he's not probably going to share that with you, and I'm not sure that that's crucial. All right, here's the problem is that this is not a new issue. This has been there inherent from the beginning.
You know, he is, what I'm so confused about is he is just so wonderful in his, our day-to-day, everything. Everything is wonderful.
Exactly. I mean, it sounds like he's a great guy. He's a great friend. He's just not a great lover. And,
right.
But, so, I mean, let's just look at the obvious. Are you willing to stay with him if the two of you don't have a sex life?
Well, I mean, we've been together for so long now that, no, I'm not willing to throw everything away because of this. No, absolutely
well,
not.
Well, I asked the other question, which is, are you willing to stay with him if there is no sex life?
You
so
know,
the answer
at
is,
this point, I just don't, I mean, yeah, no, I don't think I want to. I know I don't want to divorce it. I know I don't.
Okay. This is the third time I'm going to ask this because you're not listening to the question and you're answering a slightly different question. Are you willing to stay with this man knowing that there would be no sex life?
Yeah.
Okay. Then I think what you need to say to him, because I don't know that you and I trying to read his mind or his penis is a very good use of our time, because even if we're accurate, so what? So if the fact is that you love this guy, and it sounds to me at this moment you may be as much curious as anything else of sitting down with him, you know, take a walk with him. Actually, face-to-face doesn't work with men, especially when you're talking about difficult topics. So take a walk with him and say, look, here's what's true for me. I love you dearly. I want to spend the rest of my life with you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Our sex life has always been a little off. Have you noticed that? Can you tell me about that? Can you tell me what would work in our sex life if you'd rather we didn't have a sex life? Can we talk about this honestly? You're my best friend. I love you. I can't imagine my life without you. And there's just this one 800-pound gorilla that neither of us ever talked about. But from the beginning...
Right, we never talk about it.
Yeah, no, I know. Look, if you're gay or you're straight, you're asexual, your mother improperly toilet trained you, I don't know what it is. Just talk with me. So I know, because I can accept, I think, anything that because I love you dearly. I can't imagine my life without you. But it confuses me, and I don't know where to go on this. And given the fact that we talk about everything else, can we talk about this? And then shut up and see what he says.
Okay.
Because your sex life has never been an average sex life.
In the beginning, it was great.
Well, but you're telling me even at the beginning he wanted to hear about other men that you had sex with. That's not what most people want to do or talk about. There can be a curiosity about it, and sometimes there's it's the GMI, the best you've ever had, or conversely, you are the best I've ever had. But let me put you on hold for just a minute, all right?
Okay.
We'll finish up with Annette, then Charlotte, you'll be next. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case. This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-99-37569. We're talking with Annette, who has a great marriage to a guy every place but the bedroom. And I'm saying, well, look, rather than you or I surmise what might be going on in his head or his body, sit, take him out for a walk and say, I love you dearly. This is not... put up or shut up. This is, let's talk about the fact that we've never had a sex life that would be considered what most people assume a good, healthy sex life would be. Let's talk about it. What would work for you? What would work for me? Why the need for the voyeurism we're talking about, because talking about the fantasy of you having sex with other people means either fantasizing about him being there, watching it, having sex with the man, because you're the female in it, so he can have sex with you. And so there's something going on here that's clearly not very comfortable for him. And because it's been going on for so long, you've kind of come to accept it as exactly what's going on, but probably shouldn't have been. So talk with him about it. Ask him about it, especially where you're saying, I mean, it was going to be the deal breaker. That's a different conversation, but it sounds like it's not, that you're willing to stay with him for the rest of your life, assuming that the two of you never have sex again, but you'd like to at least know what's going on.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
And once you know that, then there are all sorts of options, but until you know that, we're just kind of flailing around and trying to read his mind, let alone his sexual, you know, his libido is a waste of time.
Yeah, I mean, it's still going on. I mean, even now he wants me to have a boyfriend. He's told me that he wants me to have.
Well,
a boyfriend.
But the question is why. And because, until you know that, we don't know anything.
Yeah.
And so you need to find out of that this makes me feel, this is, and it's not only that he wants you to have a boyfriend, which is troublesome enough, but he wants you to talk with, to share the intimacy of that relationship with him. And the question is why. And that's what you have to, and he's the only one who can tell you that. And he may not be able to, but he can at least start the process of looking without it just being the, you know, the 800-pound gorilla that's sitting there breathing heavily.
Right. Yeah, I mean, it's come to the point now, too, where, you know, he might do something a little sexual towards me, and I move away. Not move away, but I just kind of, I don't know if I take him seriously. So when he does something like that, you know, it's just like, oh, he really doesn't mean it. So,
well, but that's why the two of you need to have this discussion. It sounds like you've got a really good relationship, except for this one area. So if you had a really good relationship and he was a lousy driver, then you'd say, look, either you need to take driving lessons, or we'll get a driver, or I'll drive, or we'll take separate cars. I mean, there are lots of ways of dealing with that. But until you know what the issue is, all you know is the symptoms, which is he's asking you essentially to commit adultery. It means that the intimacy that most couples, I mean, one of the reasons that sex is viewed is the glue of a relationship is it's a level of intimacy that we don't share with other people, so that it binds us closer to the person we already feel close to. You guys don't have that.
Well, you know, we, at night when we go to bed, we hug and cuddle and so
intimacy. Kiddo, I'm not arguing. Why are you resisting me so much on this? Are you liking the fact that he wants you to have sex with another man? I mean, is that comfortable for you?
No, it's not.
Because every time I've mentioned something, you're arguing with me about it, which is, it's okay to do that, but that's, for me, that's a sign of defensiveness. And
maybe I'm just trying to defend him.
Well, and I don't think there's a need to defend him. He is who he is, but we need to know what that is. Is it that he feels inadequate? Is it that he's gay? Is it that he's not interested in sex? Is it that he's afraid he can't perform? Is it afraid he can't satisfy you? We don't know. And we can sit here and surmise, which is a waste of both of our times. Is the man you love, you spend your life with, you share your life and your bed and your toothbrush with, hopefully not. And so take a walk with him and say, I love you dearly. I want to spend the rest of my life with you. Why is our sex life so kind of odd? Because it is.
And
if what he says to you makes some sense to you and you want to keep it up, so be it. But obviously you're not. This isn't making you comfortable. And whatever intimacy you think you have is being offset by the fact that this one area, if he said, look, I've never dealt with my sexuality. I want to deal with my sexuality. I don't know if I'm gay or straight. I've never really been interested in sex, and I felt you wouldn't love me unless I, you know, unless I seem to be sexual, and other people's sex life turns me on. I mean, you can either say, "Gee, that's fine," and but at least you know. Or if he says, you know, you have one breast that's slightly bigger than the other, and it's always turned me off, and I didn't want to hurt your feelings about it. So when you talk about having sex with other men, I could say, well, other men don't mind it, so I shouldn't. I mean, who knows what his explanation will be, but at least you'll have some idea. And right now you got nothing. And as you know, I don't even need to tell you, it's undermining the rest of your relationship.
Right.
The worst that can happen is that you end up right back where you are today, except you'll have a little more information.
Okay.
Okay, and I'm here, I'll help you with it. But I think you need to ask the question, because whatever the answer is, your fear of what the answer is much more dangerous, I would assume, than the answer. Because the answer is a known quantity. The fear can just be huge for no particular reason. We don't know what it is. And my guess is that your fear about it is much greater than the reality of it.
Right. I think that's it. And, you know, not in his defense again, but when we do talk about things, it's the... He tells me that his turn on is seeing other men turned on to me. That, to him, is a big turn on. Why it has affected our sex life in the way, again, I'm going to have that conversation with him, why it has affected our sex life the way it has. I mean, it's great to fantasize about that. You know,
no, it's not. You're making a whole set of assumptions to shore up what is clearly not a very satisfying situation for either of you.
Right. No, it's not.
So talk with him about it.
Satisfying for me.
Or ask him about it and explain to him that you were committed to him, that you are. This is in no way a line in the sand. It's in no way a put up or shut up. It's just saying, we talk about everything. I love you dearly. I don't understand this. Explain it to me. And if he says, well, you know, it turns me on to have other men be turned on to me, you say, tell me more about that. Because that's the beginning of a sentence, not the end.
Okay.
All righty?
All right. Thank you very much. You've helped quite a bit.
Okay. I'm here.
Okay.
85599, Dr. Joy. Charlotte, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi. Hi,
Charlotte.
I feel like I care way too much about what other people think about me, to the point where, like, I can't separate my own thoughts and opinions from others.
Okay. How old are you?
Yeah. 24.
Okay. I'll tell you what. Give me a couple of examples. I'm going to put you on hold. Just give me a couple of examples, and we'll walk through them and figure out what's going on here, right? What you can do about it. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
As the New World Order continues to tighten its grip on every facet of our lives, we're all asking ourselves, how can we maintain our independence? The answer is clear. Get prepared, and you get prepared now. Now the only question left is, where do we begin? My Patriot Supply is here to help. Call 800-247-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. We're even covering the cost of shipping. Are you willing to rely on the government and FEMA in the event of an emergency? Call 800-274-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. You won't be able to find this deal online, and there is a strict limit of 4 per caller, so don't wait. Call now, 800-274-3070. That's 800-274-3070. Call right now.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The freeze-dry guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
By now you may have heard a bit about bitcoins. But did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
We're talking with Charlotte, who says that she cares. She's too outer-directed. She cares too much what other people think. And you're 24. Tell me a little bit more about yourself. Are you single or married?
Single.
Okay. Have you ever been married?
No.
Okay. Do you live at home or are you on your own?
I'm on my own.
Okay.
But kind of moving home soon.
Pardon me?
But I'm moving home soon.
Why?
Because I'm living in the States right now and I can't afford to, I need to go back to the UK, which is where I'm from, and kind of build my life from the base up, I think.
Okay. I'm not sure that moving home is going to solve that problem very much, do you think?
Just for financially,
I hear.
Everything, yeah.
What's the highest level of education you've achieved?
I've got a bachelor's degree.
Okay. Are you currently working?
No.
have we, so you graduated from college, what, a couple of years ago?
Yes, and then I moved to America to do like a different course, to study something different, and then I tried to get a work here in it, and I couldn't.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. So and where did you tell me you were from? I couldn't quite understand you.
The UK.
Okay. So what if when you go back, will you have a job?
I will get one. Yeah.
And what's your field going to be?
I don't know. I don't know whether I should try and get something like just while I decide what I want to do, or I don't even know what I want to do, so I'll probably just get like something in the meantime.
Do you have brothers and sisters?
Pardon? Yeah, I have a brother, two brothers.
Which number are you in the family?
Number one.
Okay. Are you the princess?
I don't know.
I'm not assuming you have a tiara stuck away some, you know, put away someplace. But all right, part of it, kiddo, is why do we care what other people think? And I think the short answer is, look, we all care what other people think. The question is to what extent. And as you said, you feel that you care too much. Well, why do we care too much? And it's because all of us need to have a definition. And if we don't have one for ourselves, then we look in the mirror. And the mirror is other people. It can be other people's perception. So yeah. If we don't have a clear idea of who we are, you'll hear people all the time say, I looked in the mirror and I didn't recognize that old person there, because their perception of themselves is significantly younger in this particular case, or different than what the mirror says. And somewhere between who we are, who we think we are, and who other people think we are, is some kind of reality. And it sounds like one of the reasons that you are so focused on what other people think is that you don't have a very clear idea for yourself of who you are.
And
yeah, so part of it is being young, although some people seem born with a sense of who they are, but for most of us, it's an evolution. Part of it is that you may, in fact, have been the princess in the family, that you're the oldest and the only girl, and so it may have been that other people, the thing about being a princess is that you have loyal subjects and they adore you. And so you don't have to really think very much about who you are because you're the princess. And it may have been that living in the States, was the kind of revelation, because it may have been that you felt much more adrift here because it wasn't your homeland, but more importantly, your loyal subjects were not around to pay homage, which means that you're now sort of at the stage where building and acknowledging, and they're two separate processes of who you are, needs to begin in earnest, because it feels so terrible not to. Because as you know, if your self-image is in somebody else's hands, you're awfully dependent on them. And if they're having a bad day, you feel rejected. When they're having a good day, even if they're having a good day, there may not be enough attention, because they have other, they have themselves, they have other people, and so we feel like no matter what, how much attention they're paying for us, from us, mm-hmm. for us, to us, that it's not enough, because we're so needy, we're so hungry, we're so thirsty for our loyal subjects to pay homage to us. So what I'm saying, in a whole lot of different, I suppose, metaphoric ways, is you need to begin figuring out who you are and what you want. And it doesn't have to be in cement. It doesn't have to be that whatever I decide now is going to be true for the next 100 years. But
yeah.
you probably want to begin making some kinds of, all right, what would I like written on my tombstone? As one of my friends said, do you ever wonder why you're on this planet? So that's one of the things. That's one of the perspectives. So
that you...
Why am I on this planet? What do I want written on my tombstone? What would I like to be remembered for? And that's a very helpful long-term perspective. Sometimes it gives us an idea of where to go next. Sometimes it doesn't, but it still is the long view. And then we need, all right, what am I going to do tomorrow? Which may be very trivial. It may be, well, you know, I need to do some grocery shopping. I have to do some laundry because I'm out of clothes. But somewhere between that, I need to feed my stomach and make sure that I'm not going naked into the world. And how do I want to be remembered? Is how we begin figuring out our lives. And part of it, you're educated, but you're educated without a particular goal. And I'm not suggesting that all education has to have a goal, because the whole point of education up until relatively recently, well, the kind of education we're talking about, education was only for very wealthy people and only for men, and basically, essentially for the clergy. Nobody else could read or write, and they did because they were serving God's, you know, they were translating God's word when it was written, and before that, they were the ones who had the secret knowledge. But women had jobs to do. They had houses to clean and meals to make and children to bear and rear. So the notion of an educated woman is a relatively modern concept. And so the idea is, are you educated to do something? Now, if you were male, although that's breaking down for males as well, there are men who've known from essentially the cradle what they wanted to do. There are men who find their calling in some kind of education. But there are also men who feel just like you do, what now? So
yeah.
Part of it is... You've got the basics under your belt. You've finished high school. You've got a BA. You've traveled.
My BA, I actually don't think I even deserve to get a BA. Like, I couldn't tell you anything I learned. And
don't worry about that. I know. I hear, but don't worry about that. I mean, it's a union card, and you got the union card, and no one's going to look terribly carefully at what you know or didn't know. I mean, what does history of art actually help you, or theories of complex variable? Unless, I mean, they are. It's not that they're bad, but in theory, what a BA teaches you is how to think, and that's it. I mean, beyond that, but that's not a nothing. But it's now time to figure out what do I want to do in this life, and do I want to build bridges? Do I want to care for animals? Do I want to plant crocuses? Do I want to make food? And that's not going to come from other people. That's going to have to come from you. And once you begin that sense of what I want to do, once you understand the direction, then you figure out, well, all right, how do I figure out the path to that? Do I take a course in cooking, or do I take...
That's what I did when I moved to the States.
Pardon me?
That's what I did before I moved to the States. I was trying to, I realized then that I had no idea who I was. This was after university in the UK, and I freaked out, and then I had depression, and then I didn't take medicine because it made me feel like a zombie, and then I started practicing mindfulness, and it was the only thing that helped me, and then I decided I wanted to try a different course and work out what I wanted to do with my life, and that's why I ended up moving to America. But now I'm in, like, the same situation.
Well, because the moving to America isn't a direction. It's just a place. And I think there's a part of you that instinctively knew that getting away from your family was a really good idea. That you were too dependent on their perception of you. And it's a very safe cocoon, but it's not going to get you any place. And that's why my concern about you moving back home, moving back to a country where you feel more familiar is neither here nor there. Moving back into your parents' house, I think you have to be really careful of, because you're going to get right back where you were. Of it's safe, and they're going to tell you how wonderful you are, and you can do anything you want, and it's not going to solve any problems for you. You need to decide, and you don't have to decide, as I said, for the rest of your life. You pick a direction, you pick something, and either it's wonderful or it's not wonderful. And that's what education used to be. It's not so much anymore. But think about what you'd like to do, not what you need to learn. Because what you need to learn depends on what you want to do. So figure out, I'll tell you what, you hear a break. Think of three specific kinds of behaviors or jobs that interest you, all right? They could be hobbies, they could be... So don't worry so much about the BA or, you know, what's appropriate. Think about what makes sense to you, what you would really enjoy doing. Three things. I'll put you on hold, come back. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show. Hey, sorry I'm running late. I had to stop and get my vitamins for the month.
I got mine in the mail yesterday from DiscountNutritionShop.com, so I'm here totally on time.
DiscountNutritionShop.com?
Yep, they're a lifesaver in more ways than one. They have all the nutritional supplements you need, the major brands you know, plus you can save up to 10%. Write down this number, 888-908-4548.
Huh?
888-908-4548, or just go to DiscountNutritionShop.com.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at FreeSurvivalLighter.com. Again, that's FreeSurvivalLighter.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit FreeSurvivalLighter.com today.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
For Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea, 855-99-37569. We're talking with Charlotte, who's a young woman who's kind of in search of kind of a self-definition and a direction. I said, all right, tell me three things that you like to, that you might like to do. What are they?
Okay, I'd like to... There are two directions. One is kind of a boutique. I want to, like, design... small craft, like handcrafted clothing and textiles and like things for the home, like candles. And then the other thing is I would like to work in research to do with like cognitive science and the brain and like philosophy of mind. and like basically like philosophy and psychology to do with the self is also something I'm like super way intrigued in. I don't know if it's because I'm crazy.
Well, I don't think you're crazy. I think you're just I think you're thinking about things in a very abstract way. I mean, if you really want, I don't know what your degree is in, but if you're really interested in design, then maybe taking a couple of courses in design is probably a good idea. Going and working for a designer, and doing scut work, which probably means getting coffee and filing phone numbers, but at least a sense of what the industry is like and what's required. Because there are a lot of people who do designs. Very few of them get sold. And certainly getting yourself a sewing machine and or doing some boutique work and setting up a... I mean, the thing is that you can be an entrepreneur for essentially... no money anymore because you don't need a storefront. You don't even need to go to a street fair. You can set it up on the internet. But yeah. Have you done any of that kind of stuff?
Well, I did. I studied textile design in the States.
Okay, but have you ever made any textiles? Have you ever done any?
Yeah.
Have you ever sewn up any kind of stuff? Have you ever tried to sell any of it or go work for somebody who does stuff like that?
It's not good enough to sell. It's not good enough to sell. So I want to practice more.
I didn't hear what you said.
It's not good enough to sell. So I wouldn't be able to sell it because I don't believe in it yet. So I would want
Charlotte, you're wanting to start being the president of the board of General Motors. That isn't where anybody starts. The president of General Motors didn't start at being General Motors. Calvin Klein didn't start by designing Calvin Klein.
I know.
So find a job someplace in the field that you're really interested in and work your little butt off and take some courses and get people to tell you what's right and what's wrong, but just start someplace.
Okay, I don't think that I'm completely okay to do shitty work. It's like, so okay, I don't like that at all. And I wasn't adored either.
Well, but that's okay. I mean, but honey, you're asking me, how do you build a sense of self? And the answer is by building it, by doing it. And there's, you can't do it as an abstraction because it's too fragile. And that's why you're asking other people to define you. And I think going back to a place where you know that people love you makes
them... My parents don't live there. They live in Asia.
Okay, so you're not going to... I thought when you said... You and I may have a misunderstanding here. When you said you were going to go live at home, I thought you meant in your home. But you're not. You're just going to go back to the country of origin.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, fine. But go there for a reason. And it sounds to me that it's primarily economic. But... Honey, just start someplace and decide. You don't have to decide who you're going to be the rest of your life. You just have to start doing something, if nothing else. And you don't even have to decide to do it for the rest of your life or it's something you want to do. Decide that you're going to start paying your own bills, buying your own food, sort of ironing your own clothes. And I'm sure a lot of that you're already doing. But that's how we build a sense of self. All of us care to a certain extent what other people think. But at some point, I mean, children care enormously what other people think, right? They're always asking their teacher or their parent or their grandparent or their Sunday school teacher or their next door neighbor, essentially, do you love me, for most kids, because they have such an unclear sense, an undeveloped sense of self. And we expect that as kids. There are cranky old people who don't listen to anybody, and they're very clear that they'll hit you with their umbrella on the subway. Between those two age groups is how we begin to define ourselves, hopefully in positive ways. We're also aware of what we're not able to do. Somebody said to me, we want you to run for the board. And I said, no, you know, it's not what my strength is. I'm a really good mediator. I'm terrible at management. I can't be bothered with the busy work. I don't want people calling me at 3 o'clock in the morning because their toilet's backed up. I don't mind people calling me at 3 o'clock in the morning because their relationship is backed up. But I don't care about their toilet. I care about their relationship. So part of a self-definition is knowing what you're good at, what you like to do, which may not be exactly the same thing, and what you're not good at. And it sounds to me that you're artistic, but you need, and I believe that you're a hard worker, But and it may be that those two aspects are not united immediately, instantaneously, or initially. They may be that you do the hard work, because then you can say to yourself, you can look in that mirror that's not your friend's eyes and say, you know what? I can support myself. And that feels great. That's begins to be a self-definition. Then you can take that other part of yourself that says, I can create beautiful things, and you can sew a friend's wedding gown, or you can begin making doilies for dogs. And that may take a long period of time, and it may not be where you end up going. It may be that you end up, you find that you're not, that the artistic part of you is much better at recognizing it in somebody else. So I'm just making stuff up. But the point being, just start someplace. And don't feel that it has to be the right place. Just start, because you're going to learn more from doing than thinking. Because if you think too much, you're going to have analysis paralysis. You're just not going to move. And that feels terrible. And that feels, So do something. And it doesn't make any difference really what it does, except you don't want it to be illegal, you don't want it to be immoral, and you don't want it to be illegal. Other than that, just wait tables, tend bar, walk dogs, clean people's houses. Just do something to make you have a sense that this is a place to start. I can take care of the basics and then figure out what makes you happy. And it may be that I actually have a friend who was a single parent, and she had no particular skills, and she started cleaning people's houses, and she now owns a maid service because she really liked it, and she found that she was good enough about it that other people would ask her, they would refer or say, gee, could you come and do my house? And she couldn't do it all, so she would ask one of her friends. And then what she realized is one of her friends that she asked to do it was horrible at it, so she had to be able to figure out a different criteria for getting people to do it. So then she figured out a training program, and now, I mean, she's this huge successful entrepreneur. And who would have thought that starting, and she only did it, it's not that she loved cleaning houses, it was something she knew how to do, she could do, and she had to do something.
I'll tell you what,
you and I are out of time for today, but what I'm going to do is I'm going to put you on with Manny, and you're going to think about this a little bit, and you and I are going to talk about it tomorrow, okay? But just start with the idea that all I have to do is start someplace. Doesn't make a difference where I start, because it'll be the right direction or the wrong direction. I can learn from either. I'll put you on with Manny. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendovite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens and dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartrob.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.